The Splendor of You. Here is your host, Debbie Sansone Schlaprisi.
Hi, I'm Debbie Sansone Schlaprisi with The Splendor of You. Happy 2021. I was speaking to my spiritual director and he reminded me that flipping the page of the calendar doesn't change a thing. This new year may be another year later and a new year, just like every month is a new month and each day is a new day, but a different year has no real significance for anything different for you or me. I mean, it really doesn't in and of itself. The only real difference is what goes on within you and within me. God has called you His own, His very own. You know, you are His. It's tough for me to get that God really loves me as me. I mean, I push even when I'm tired. You know, when I'm given concerns or worries, I think, oh, I have to press even harder. You know, pray harder, do more, so that God will be nice to me and all will be well. It's not a very balanced, emotionally healthy way of being at all. And even more, it's a lie. It's not what God calls us to do. It's tough for me to get that God really loves me as me, and He loves you as you. He loves the way you smile and the way you laugh. He loves the way that you move or you don't move. He loves you. Scripture tells us that our Lord calls us friends. We are not slaves. We're free. Do you experience freedom in your life right now? Do you feel free? Or do you feel pushed, pulled? Maybe it's time to step back a bit, to take a break. Speaking for myself, ever since I was a little girl, I've tried to do more in order to be loved. I almost always go overboard at Christmas every single year because I don't want to disappoint my loved ones. This idea of doing more isn't healthy or balanced. My purpose in life is not to do more. Rather, it's to be who God created me to be. And have a relationship with Him, and to carry that love and that relationship to the other relationships in my life. God is the one who fills me so that I in turn can share with others. Do you realize that you're enough? You are, you know. You are more than enough. Jesus says to us, I have called you friends. You are God's friend. C.S. Lewis says, friendship is born at that moment when one person says to another, what, you too? Thought I was the only one. Friendship is, as my spiritual director has shared with me, finding our other self. Scripture tells us, you did not choose me. I chose you. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. Jesus says to us, you are my friends. You're not servants. You're not slaves. You are my friends. I talked about this a few weeks ago, but it's such an important theme. And with the new year here upon us, it's something for us to begin to ponder. You and I this year are once again invited by God to be His friend, to share our ups, our downs, our worries, our joys with our God, our friend. You are once again invited this year to realize that you are loved as you. You don't have to, quote, do more, end of quote, so that God will be nice to you. You don't have to do more so that God will be nice to you, so that God will let His face shine upon you. Because, you know, I have to tell you, I intellectually know that's not the case, but oftentimes that's the way that I act out of that sort of philosophy, that thinking, oh, if I do more, God will be nice to me. If I do more, then maybe God will answer this prayer or that prayer. Jesus calls me to share my struggle with Him, to trust Him. I was listening to this marvelous speaker, and she quoted a Blessed Mary Elizabeth Hasselblad, and this was the quote she used, and I loved it. Lord, I ask not to see the path in front of me. I will hold your hand and close my eyes so that you know how much trust I placed in you. My friends, I'm thinking that this year, this new year, this new calendar year, is a moment for us to trust even more, to trust that we are loved, to trust that we are enough, to trust that Jesus calls us as His friends, that He calls us to be what? To really bear our souls, to share our lives with one another, His life, our lives, to share them. So friends, it's a new year. What will you make new within you? Perhaps you may begin by realizing that, yeah, what we're talking about, Jesus is your friend, your other self. He gets you. He wants to be a part of what's going on with you. And He says to us, I can make all things new. How about you? What do you want to see new this year? New within you or about you? How about sharing that with our Lord? How about stepping up and just literally letting it roll, just saying, Lord, this is what I long for. This is what I want to see new within me, within those around me. How about sharing all of that with our Lord? And how about experiencing Him in the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament? How about becoming new in realizing that you are really, truly loved, that it isn't all up to you? Let that penetrate. Sit with it. So in closing, Happy New Year. Happy New Year of realizing that you are God's choice, His buddy. How about sharing in the friendship? Somebody is waiting this year. And so in closing, I share this prayer. Oh dear Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, please help us to achieve emotional well-being, health, and balance. Please ask your Son to heal us where we need healing, to make us whole. Please help us to say yes this year to God's calling of friendship. Please help us to trust evermore, to place our hand in His, to keep our eyes closed and to trust. Please keep the father of lies, confusion, and the haunting thought that we have to be more and do more to be loved. Keep that, dear Lady, far away from us and help us realize and live out that that is a lie, that it is the farthest from God's truth of each and every one of us. Thank you, dear Mother. We entrust our lives and the lives of our loved ones to you. This day, this year. Amen. And so in closing, remember, the real difference for this new year is what goes on within you. God's called you to be His very own. He's called you to friendship. He's called you to trusting that He loves you just as you are. He calls you to remember that you are free, that you are not a slave. He calls you to realize that He's made you for freedom. Freedom to choose that which is best and good for you. Remember, friends, what does C.S. Lewis say about friendship? He says that it's born at that moment when one person says to another, what, you too? Thought I was the only one. That's the level of friendship. That's the intimacy that Jesus calls us to with Himself. It's like finding your other self. And this year perhaps, you and I can come to a place of realizing that we don't have to do more to earn God's love or to have His face shine upon us. that we can begin to trust. Once again, that beautiful quote by Blessed Mary Elizabeth Hasselblad, "Lord, I ask not to see the path in front of me. I will hold your hand and close my eyes so that you know how much trust I place in you." It's a new year, a time to trust again. Perhaps this new year will be all about something new occurring within us. Think about what that is that you may want. Place that before the Lord. Realize that. And then, my friends, call on Our Lady to partner with you this year, to walk this year, to realize the true splendor that you carry within. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to The Splendor of You.
This has been The Splendor of You with Debbie Sansone-Schlaprezee.